This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. They get it. That's the hopeful conclusion that Sheila Katz reached after meeting last week with members of President-elect Obama's transition team, who are focusing on domestic policy.
They truly understand the importance of community activists and community organizers, and they are paying attention to the issues of working and struggling families. It seems to be that the economic stimulus plan that President-elect Obama will put forward is taking those needs into consideration and will create programs and job opportunities and a true economic stimulus for middle-class and low-income Americans.
Katz is a professor of sociology at Sonoma State, where her research is concentrated on poverty policy, especially the benefits of higher education for women on welfare. She says the long-term gains of going back to school are clear.
Women on welfare who are able to use their time on welfare to earn an associate's or, more importantly, a bachelor's degree are able to leave welfare for living wage jobs and never need welfare benefits again. It also benefits their children's education. When they see their mother going to school, they take their own academic progress more seriously, they do better in school, and they have higher high school graduation rates and higher rates of going to college.
Unfortunately, Katz says, current welfare law, which is titled Temporary Assistance for Needy Families and known as TANF for short, was written in a way that discourages recipients from seeking more education.
That bill has a work-first approach. When it was enacted in 1996, that was the big change in welfare policy, was this work-first approach, that when a mother went to apply for welfare, she needed to get a job, any job, as quickly as possible to get off of welfare. But what we know, both from my research and tons of research that's been done in the 12 years since the TANF policy originally was passed, is that the work-first approach does not work. The jobs that are available for women on welfare are jobs that are at the minimum wage or just barely above, and that is not enough to raise a family out of poverty.
The TANF legislation will come up for reauthorization next September, which provides an opportunity to revise the bill. And Katz also met with key members of Congress to begin laying the groundwork for those changes to be made in the fall. Based on her experience with the transition team, including new domestic policy advisor Melody Barnes, Katz is optimistic that the updated bill will reflect the reality of poor Americans' lives instead of conservative ideology.
Welfare policy is one of those policies that is very much then based on stereotypes of who gets welfare and the reasons why they need welfare assistance. I am looking forward to that changing with this administration and this new Congress, because we need to base our economic policies, our education policies, and our social safety net policies on the reality of families in the U.S. and not on stereotypes and ideology.
The increased access to education Katz advocates is part of a list of 7 broad policy recommendations, which also includes universal health care, an increased minimum wage, expanded child care support, and better public transportation systems. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.